Welcome to CrossFit Talent Talks.
Hello.
Yes, I work on a Mac, and the
rainbow
wheel of death
wheel
was appearing for a minute, but I think we're good now.
Rainbow wheel of death.
Happy Open Friday.
Yeah, speaking of death.
Good transition.
Rainbow wheel of death. That could be taken a little bit wrong, but okay.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I didn't
just
mean
move
it.
On.
I didn't mean it that way. Whatever way it could be taken wrong, I didn't mean it that way.
So, don't be upset.
16.1. Ooh. We've had one puker.
Bucket! I just popped, sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to control the peaks here.
We've had the holy legs.
Holy legs.
I've heard. The holy legs. Complete laying out.
Yep.
Just done.
Mm-hmm.
Screams.
And then Sarah Berger today, who's on Jenny O's Wadnators, by the way, didn't even look like she was tired.
No, she didn't. She just picked up her bar, like right as soon as she got done, she just picked up her bar, went and put it away.
Put it away. She was talking to us.
And she got an awesome score.
Yeah, like a killer score. So maybe there's something to be learned from that about your pacing and calming yourself. Right. And
well, yeah. Perhaps. I mean, she is, what is she? Is she a... Is she 55 yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so she had body weight lunges.
Yeah.
She's wise.
Yes.
She was scaled. It's a scaled 55 and over.
Right.
And so she had just body weight lunges and jumping pull-ups.
Which she can almost get a real pull-up now, so
yeah.
The jumping was easy for her.
So yeah, well, you know, it was good. It's been a really interesting one. Logistics-wise, or just being in here and having a big, you know, lucky enough to have enough space
and two rigs too. You know, that's
two,
the other thing.
Two rigs to be able to run one, a couple heats in the back, and three heats in the back, three heats or three in a
three
in a heat
people.
In the back, and three in the other heat and up front has helped a lot. But yeah, I can imagine the smaller boxes, you know, one, two, maybe.
I don't, man, the long and skinny boxes?
Yeah.
I don't.
They'd be able to just run one person at a time.
Yeah.
They might be able to do two if they can, like, synchronize their lunges.
That
so
when
they don't
turn around,
so
yeah.
They don't hit each other.
And I've seen stuff on the affiliate page and the Facebook page so far of like, they're doing it in 12-foot turnaround, do another 12, 13-foot, whatever it is. And then...
Well, how do you mark the five? Geesh, that splits the five on one of them.
Yeah, it does. You probably have to go.
So I'd probably go in 15 and then 10, and then roll the bar back 15 and then 10. I don't know.
So you either have to spin around with the bar overhead or
drop
put the bar down and pick it back up.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a huge disadvantage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
You'll hear a lot of equipment going on and banging because there's people behind. There's
people about to
do this
take
again.
On 16.1.
Yeah.
Coach Nick.
Because it'll be an all-day thing since it takes a while.
Yeah, like this morning, our 6 o'clock class didn't get started until almost 7.
Well, one of the that one of those 7s came and we threw them in the end of the 6 and then... Yeah, it was that 5:30 and 6 really messed us up, the 30-minute overlap, because there just wasn't enough space to do everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but thank you. Everybody did a great job of being cool and cooperative and helping out. And
yes, thank you. We had an intro. A guy came in today for an intro and saw the madhouse that was going on.
Yeah.
He's just like, wow. And he knows what CrossFit's about.
Right.
And he was, you know, just crazy how it was going and everything that was going on.
I know. I meant to warn my brother because he's looking at CrossFit boxes in Ohio.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Don't go today.
He's going to walk in with the open stuff and be like, right back out.
Right. Just kidding.
No, I know.
This was a bad idea.
I need to call him and tell him that this is... Not a regular day at a CrossFit gym.
Right. No, I did.
So
pacing and stuff.
Yeah, pacing. This is about pacing. It's 20 minutes. It's a grinder. If you like long grinding workouts, this is your workout. If you don't, well, sorry.
Better luck on 16 too.
Really. And you know what? It's going to be funny is from what I understand, what I heard was 16-2 is in somebody's garage next week. The announcement is in a garage. So it's going to be smaller area.
Thank goodness.
It's going to be, you know, that's what I heard. Now, I don't know. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, we also heard the first workout was 7 minutes of muscle-ups.
Yeah, so. No, we didn't hear that. We never heard that. We were hoping for that. Yeah, some people were hoping.
Some of you.
Who was hoping for that?
But, you know, it's a pace
Maddie.
Thing. And you can't really outpace yourself. You know, each lunge step, make sure they're deliberate, good steps. Don't overreach.
Yeah.
Yeah, that got some people in trouble at the end.
Yeah, don't overreach. What I would recommend is, since we're talking about the lunges, do a lunge. Lunge across the 25 feet. How many steps is it going to take you? If you fall within like 7 steps and you're 6 inches short, well, you know, you're going to have to make that extra step. So kind of change those distances so each step is right where it needs to be.
Can make it each step an inch longer or
an inch
a little shorter and take another step.
Yeah. What I'm probably planning on doing is stepping a little bit beyond that the line so that when I turn around, pick the bar up and start going the other direction, I'm stepping a little bit beyond that line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to roll it forward and step because then it changes my pace,
yeah,
my steps at the end where I'm going to have to take a real small step. So that's on the lunges. Recommendation on the lunges, if you're warming up for it, I would definitely warm up with maybe some weight, you know, get a moderate light to moderate kettlebell and do some weighted carries and really get that overhead position and get stable in that overhead position.
Mm-hmm.
And warming up your for lunges, and from a mobility standpoint, some monkey bar of death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really get that hamstring nice and loose, some hip opener, floss that posterior chain because it's going to be working today. When you get to the burpees, and because you're going to lunge down first, you get to the burpees, pace your burpees out. It's 8 burpees. It's not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Don't go real fast, but you don't want to go real slow. I would step back. I would put my hands down, and I would step back, and then I would step a lunge into the first one. Come up, stand, jump over the bar, and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do a drop down and jump up and then jump over. Your heart rate's the jumps. Your heart rate's gonna go out the roof, and this is where you need to keep your heart rate pretty low and consistent. You don't want real high and low spikes. You want to maintain a good, nice heart rate.
Because it's 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes. Lunging back, you know. Do the same thing. Try to match those steps. Try to make sure that if it's 7, you're getting in 7. If it's 8, you get it in 8. And your chest bar pull-ups. I've seen singles. If you're not real consistent with it, I would say singles. Make them quick.
Yeah.
If you can do 8 unbroken each and every round, yeah, that's the way to go. If you're not good with 8 unbroken, maybe if you can do 4s and 4s, you're not losing a lot of time. I even, you know, again, one of our members here, one of our athletes, he did singles.
Mm-hmm.
They were quick singles, and he was finishing the eight singles in 16 to 17 seconds.
Yeah.
As fast as somebody that was doing a chest bar butterfly.
Right.
So, you know, it's not there. It's being won and lost, I think, in how you pace this out. If you outpace yourself and you're really pushing, you're pushing hard, you're gonna hit a wall.
Yeah.
You know, it's the last 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Think about pressing that gas, you know, think about starting to speed up if you can and move a little bit faster to get those extra reps. Right now on an average, I don't know, what are we seeing in here right now? You know, top
5 to 6.
I was gonna say 5 and 6 is what I've heard.
For on an average
into the sixth. Yeah.
Just our general population, yeah, 5 to 6. Some of our competitive athletes, they're getting 8 and 9. So those are good scores.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. It's rough. I was going to do it today, but no. I should have done it this morning earlier, but we again, this thing is taking so long.
Yeah, it's been challenging.
I'm tired. I'm gonna play with it a little bit and look at the pacing and, you know, see how the chest of bars are gonna go and kind of, you know, get an idea of seconds per. You know, you think about it, 2 minutes a round, you get pretty close to that 10th round.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine won't be 2 minutes a round.
Super cool they had the scaled people in the announcement, I think.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yes.
That was great to see.
Good job, CrossFit.
Yeah.
If you weren't here this morning, Cy was here, and it was a great point that Cy brought up. You know, CrossFit's always been about the community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yes, it's a sport. We've made it a sport, but it's a fitness program, and it's inclusive. And the community is the biggest part. The community in each box, every box is different, but the community in the box, it's big. And I like the fact that they brought community. They didn't, you know, the two girls that were competing, good athletes. Can't take anything away from good athletes, but they're not your typical Annie Thor's daughter. Sam Briggs,
Camille.
Julie Fouché. Yeah. You know, they're not the big names. They're up and coming.
Right.
You know, China Cho's been she's been around for a while, but she's just kind of, you know, in that regional now. She's made it. So, you know, it was good to see. And then they brought the other two. The gentleman, he had lost 200 something pounds. And then the older lady, hers was that she was able to now, after CrossFit, was able to tie her shoe.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's about the community, and I like what they did.
Yeah.
You know, Castro was somewhere else. He announced it from I think somewhere in South America. And then let the community cheer everybody on, and it was good. I liked it. And it's a good workout.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a capacity.
Oh.
Not looking forward to it.
No, not at all.
But I like grinders.
So, Jenny, you had a member talk about pushing yourself.
Yes.
Like, and how to do that, and when to know, and what do we do?
Right. What do you do? I know this is one thing that I actually feel pretty proud that I know how to push past the uncomfortable points. And I didn't always. Mm-hmm. I know when I first started training, you know, back before CrossFit, as soon as I started to feel a little sick to my stomach or breathing heavy even, mm-hmm. it was like, oh, this means rest.
Right.
This means that my body's telling me to stop. And my trainer would shake his head and roll his eyes and, you know, come on. And I'm trying to remember when it clicked for me, but I think I trained for 3 months and nothing changed, and that was part of it. That was part of the, you know, I spent how much money,
right.
and how much time, and absolutely nothing has changed. In fact, I gained a few pounds and felt worse than ever. And
it's that intensity.
Yeah,
that
it was definitely
weapon of CrossFit.
It is. And I ever since then, I remember I jumped on a tire for the first time. It was like my first box jump kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a breaking through the fear. A lot of it is just fear and having the courage to see what happens,
right.
if you push past that point. And it's funny, like I get nervous about every WOD because I know that I'm gonna have to face that.
Right.
That's what it is. It's like before every workout, before I train Oli, I know that, you know, those percentages are gonna get to a point where I'm gonna have to overcome not wanting to do it.
You right.
know, because your body wants to stay in stasis. It wants to stay like mm-hmm. where it's living comfortably, and you have to push it into motion. And you know it when, as soon as you start to be a little bit afraid and a little bit nervous, is when it's time to turn the gas on and
right.
and push. And now, you know, I my brain knows how to do it and when to do it
right.
and how far to do it because I don't want to throw up ever again. I went through a period of time where I pushed and ended up puking, and you know, it's not always the best idea when it's just your everyday workout,
right.
you know, to be visiting the ladies room. And there was definitely points in time when I kind of pretended I was going to get sick so that I could get sympathy. And, you know, I mean, I remember going like, I was like, oh, well, wait a minute. I'm really not that bad. It's okay. So, you know, I think you just have, when you get to that point where you're wondering if you have any more, that's when you have to use more.
And there's certain, like, pick and choose, like, if you're starting to explore in that mm-hmm. area, you know, we're talking about, like, burpees. If there's burpees in a workout and you're starting to wonder, like, oh, is this a, you know, can I push myself more?
Mm-hmm.
Heck, you're not going to hurt yourself on burpees.
No, like, exactly.
Go for it. Try to pick up the pace.
Yeah, there's a difference between that and adding 20 pounds to a clean or
yes.
whatever. You know, that's not what I mean by pushing, but,
right.
you know, you definitely... You can play with weights that way, but it's not that, you know, it's not the same as, you know, basically turning up the intensity on a workout, that sort of thing. So, I that's what CrossFit for me is all about, that moment when, you know.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, you're gonna go to a dark place.
Oh, yeah.
And you know. Well, some of us live in it.
So. Yeah.
and I enjoy living in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, myself. I know some of the competitors here. They like living in it too. But even we have another gear.
Yes.
And that gear
goes even past that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's pushing. You know, I was having a conversation with somebody today, and this is like a 10K, and you pace that 10K, and as you start to get towards the end. You're increasing your pace, and then you got that. You see the finish line, and are you going to just jog to it, or are you going to sprint to
mm-hmm.
it? And that's very similar. Is are you going to push yourself to sprint to it? And that's that next gear.
Yep, I always think of Carrie Shrug in the Olympics when she was hurt. And that's what happens in sport. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. yet another level than what I'm talking about. It's when you're like tore up,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
and you still go
you
for
are
the gold medal.
Broken.
Yes,
you have one leg.
Yeah, and there's a place for that. I mean, I think there is because it's like wow, you know, people who are disabled getting over that disability mm-hmm. and still pushing their body to a point. You know, it's. You know, some people are like, that's crazy. I don't need to do that. But there's a place for it, I think. I think it's...
Why don't they need to do it?
Yeah, I don't know.
How
do you know?
Get better.
Right. You elicit change.
Where's the limit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the human race was cautious...
Right. Yeah.
I don't think we'd ever flown.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
You know, any of the technology that's happened, if we were cautious, I don't think any of that happened.
No.
Oh, well, you know what? We got to be careful. We got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do that. Well, you know what? We've taken chances. We took chances on learning how to fly, and now we fly.
Mm-hmm.
We took chances on, you know, railroad
mm-hmm.
moving at a higher speed.
Yep.
We took chances with a car. I mean, technology, we just take that chance.
Yep.
And we improve as a race.
Yeah,
as a species, I would say, not really a race, but as a species.
You know, with flying, if it doesn't work, you could die. With CrossFit, you'll pass out before you die.
Yeah, exactly.
You will. Trust me, you will.
Hopefully.
Yeah. No, it, usually.
You'll pass out, and then you'll die.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I'm speaking of flying. I just know it's coming. I know sometime before I die. People are going to figure out how to fly, like, just with just their body. There's going to be, like, hover for time in the CrossFit Games 30-30 or something like
that.
You're going to live till 30-30?
Yeah, of course.
I'm looking forward to the time where it's Iron Cross for time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, the 500-pound deadlifter that runs a sub-5 mile.
Yeah, yeah, the combination of
the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see that. And it's coming.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Coming.
Quicker than flying.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I watch some people do box jumps, like when they go for max height, it looks like you're floating up there.
They are.
It really does.
Easies.
Yes.
I haven't seen Easy's.
I don't know if it's old. It's got to be old because the high temp logo is behind him.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't even know how high it was. It's ridiculous. It's a box and then stacked, like, way taller than me.
Yeah, he's got hops.
Yep.
It's insane. It blows my mind. Yep. And I'm nervous about jumping over this bar. But, you know.
Nice.
Come on, Chris.
Chris and Coach Nick.
Yep.
They got about 7.5 minutes.
Yep.
Yep. How's Chris doing, Lisa? Where's he at?
Ooh,
nice. Very nice. Nice job, Chris.
Round five, she said.
All right.
We are live.
Live.
16.1.
Bacchus edition.
You gotta That's Chris's last name.
Crowd out. Yeah. Throw some crowd noise in the background.
That's your zombie noise.
They're screaming.
He's only got one noise.
Yeah. That's his engine, his train, right.
His air guitar.
His air guitar.
That's not my air guitar.
I love it. I love it. So there's a new market that that Janet has talked about. It's switching to nutrition for just a minute.
A new market?
Urban market.
Spelled
urban.
Like herb.
Yeah, H-E-R-B-A-N.
Herb.
Yeah, if you tell Siri to look up urban market, it will not bring it up. I tried. So, it's right. Man, just a mile or two from Talon, back where Sopapillas is in that development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Janet thought of it because in our challenge, you know, one of the hardest things is eating out because the salad dressings and the oils, and there's always, they're always laced with something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the oils that we cook with, we were talking about this just a few minutes ago, is usually soybean oil.
Mm-hmm.
And so on a side note here, Brown Bag over at, what road is that? Is that Cool Springs?
That's Cool Springs, yep.
On Cool Springs over by Learning Express, kind of old Chicago pizza.
And the New Balance
New Balance store. Yes, right next door to New Balance. They went over and grabbed some lunch today. And when I was in there yesterday for their honeybee coffee.
delicious.
Yes.
And jacked full of caffeine because I'm buzzing on it right now.
Awesome. I asked him. I was, you know, talking to the one of the, I guess, managers, Drew over there, and he was going through his menu, and he just used the term vegetable oil, and I was like, oh, so I assumed it was
soybeans,
canola or soybean, and canola is better than soybean.
It's still,
it's, you know,
it's from corn. Is that from corn, canola?
No, we looked this up before, and I forget.
Yeah.
We got to look it up again, because I don't remember
I don't remember either.
But he said vegetable oil, so I was like, oh, bummer. I'm never going to be able to eat here. But when I called today to verify, the little girl went back and looked, and she said it's olive oil. So, yay!
Yeah, yippee.
So good news. So you can eat a Brown Bag. And then, for when you cook at home, you can go to Urban Market. They have it's part like vinegar oil store, where you walk in and they have the big urns of all this very, like, high-end, special, aged vinegar and infused oils. I picked up Bug. I let Bug taste test the vinegars, which she loved. And she ended up picking a black cherry one.
Ooh.
And they recommend pairing that with a lemon-infused oil. And I got in the other night after team training. So I got in probably about 9:30, and I totally made me a little salad just to be able to use it.
Yeah,
it was so yummy. So that's a great alternative to the, you know, this, because a lot of times in the vinaigrettes, the first ingredient is soybean oil.
Right.
They also, though, have, it's like a select Whole Foods. Like when I talked to their owner, Matt, over there, they're very, very picky about which products go in their store.
Yeah.
And for example, for me, we've been trying to find some horseradish. I wanted to have some, you know, shrimp cocktail sauce, which we do ketchup with horseradish, and I've got my paleo ketchup, but I don't have any horseradish. And we started looking, and there's soybean oil in every brand that we picked up, even the even everything at Whole Foods. So I was very, very pleased when I went and picked up their horseradish, and it was clean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, it had an expiration of like 2 or 3 weeks, which, you know, unfortunately is a downside.
Yeah.
But so, you know, and that's a comment he made. He goes, yeah, you know, a lot of people come to us and say, but we're in Whole Foods. And he goes, well, sorry, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're, you know, clean enough to be in my market.
So right.
Love it. Love the standards. They also do juices over there. They'll do some smoothies. and coffee to over there as well. And if you say you're Talon, you get 10% off.
Sweet.
So canola oil.
Yeah, here we go. Good.
is harvested from a canola seed.
Which is?
It's a canola seed.
It's a seed. So maybe it's okay.
I think it's a case of the omega-6.
Right.
Because I think it's omega-6 are through the roof, which is why paleo says to
avoid
it's not
it.
Preferred. You know, like, don't beat yourself up if you have to go out and that's what they cook in, but don't cook with it yourself.
It says canola comes from the crushed seeds of a canola plant. Canola is part of the Brassicaceae family.
Right.
Yeah. Brassicaceae. Brassicaceae family. I don't know, man. It's touting that this is a healthy oil. Cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower are also part of the family. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, it's saying that. And it says, again, this is canolainfo.org.
Oh, I know what word you're trying to say. I don't know how to say it, but yeah, the broccoli and cauliflower, that it's like something. Anyway.
They say it's heart healthy, has the least saturated fat of any common cooking oil, less than half the saturated fat of olive or soybean oil. The FDA approves it.
Oh. I mean, jump right on.
Well, there was a big, I remember when I started cleaning up my food, that was what was recommended to switch to first.
Yeah.
From vegetable oil, you know,
right,
when you buy
the soybean oil.
When you buy the, you know, I don't even know the
Wesson.
Brands.
Yeah,
Wesson, the Wesson.
Yeah.
It is the number one vegetable oil in Canada and Japan, while it's the number two in Mexico and the United States.
Hmm.
Number three overall used in the world.
Interesting.
And they're striving for global need for healthier foods.
Okay.
So, again, there's
your... From canola.com.
there's your propaganda. There's propaganda right there.
I see it.
Canolainfo.org.
Yeah, propaganda. Yeah,
so it's a .org.
Don't just use that as your only resource. You need to go gather information from other sites that are neutral.
Yes.
And then make a decision.
Yep.
I mean, hell, I can go on there and go marijuana.org, and it's going to tell you it's great. I bet there's a cocaine.org out there.
I bet there's an oil for marijuana that's good.
Ooh. Hey, rub it on you. Make the pain go away.
Actually, there is.
There is.
Yeah, when we were in Colorado. Uh-huh. They were topicals. It was crazy.
Topicals.
Yeah. We were like, is that legal to take back?
Well, they said it was...
Just put it on and get on the plane, right?
No, I want to bring it back.
Oh, I know.
they said that it was more of for arthritis.
Yeah.
It didn't really get into the central nervous system and get into the system to feel...
But make my knee feel really good.
But if you put it on that area, it would get into that area and make the knee feel better.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you went there, they're going to tell you... I bet they got a heroin.org.
Yes.
You know,
where they talk about how that's good.
Oh, yeah. You know, so...
One shot could kill you in an instant, but, you know.
You know,
it's okay with you.
It's found on the internet. Must be correct.
It's natural.
It must be true.
Oh, no.
All right.
The internet.
The internet. Horrible.
All right. All right. Easter Throwdown.
Easter Throwdown. What about the Easter Throwdown?
Let's release a wad.
Oh, we're going to release
releasing
a
wad.
Let's kind of release a wad
kind
right
of releasing
now.
That
wad. Live.
All right. Let's see.
How exciting.
How about something like an unbroken for load?
Unbroken for load. So this is going to be our mat. We always have one strength wad in all our contests. So this will be our strength wad.
So
yes, boss,
yeah,
over
it's
there.
It's
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be an unbroken for loads for total amount that you can do of your heaviest round of DT. Not sure if we want to do 3 attempts or 12 minutes.
Or 3 attempts and 12 minutes.
Or 3 attempts and 12 minutes.
Okay.
We're still debating on that. But I think that would be a really good unbroken,
I like it.
One round, four load.
One round of DT.
Your heaviest DT.
Which is 12 deadlifts.
nine hang cleans, and six shoulder to overhead.
And you can't take your hand off the bar. You can't put it down.
Nope. I think that's gonna be that's gonna be a good one.
That's gonna suck.
And when is this again? April?
April 9th.
Okay. I can also say that if you haven't played with an Airdyne or an assault bike,
you better get pedaling.
You better learn. And it's not going to be a little 2-minute jump on and go hard. It's going to be in the workout.
Yes, because we got some goodies coming for y'all.
So, be prepared. Your legs are going to be toast.
Anyone who's thinking about signing up just decided not to.
Yeah, they're like, dang.
Well, Jamie Free was in here the other day, and he was kind of asking a little bit. Mm-hmm. I didn't give him any hints yet. Now he knows what one of the workouts is. I said, no, I'm thinking like, you know, how about 7 minutes of burpees followed by 6 minutes? So it's a 13-minute workout, 7 minutes of burpees followed by 6 minutes to establish one rep max snatch. And he's like, yeah, I'm done. I'm not going.
I'm out.
7 minutes of burpees, that would be horrible.
That's not the workout, guys. Don't worry.
No, it's not. But we're just playing around.
Well, good. Well, that'll be fun.
Yep, I think so.
All right, be on the lookout for some
more information.
Yeah,
I'm waiting on the bikes to really decide what that workout's going to consist of. But it's going to be a good one.
Okay.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Is that one going to be inside or outside?
I don't know. I'd like it to be outside, but maybe in the middle of the day, so it's in the sun. So you're out there, and you feel like it's early spring. You got the sun beating down on you.
But then you got the wind.
And then you think that you're going to be, you know, you're the Tour de France.
Yeah, there you go.
Just dream that you're chasing Lance Armstrong. Through the Tour de France, whoever they are.
You got busted for doping. You can't have him. Yeah.
Poor Lance.
Hey. I know.
Oh well.
Hey, and
best of luck.
Did we talk about the logo yet? Who was I talking? Did we talk about that on podcast?
We talked about it last week
on podcast.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
I'm really excited about this logo, you all. So obviously,
she wants it on everything.
It's so
you're gonna like the shirts.
It's our bunny. It's
but it's post Easter, so
yeah.
What'd you get, Nick?
Nick got 195. Coach Nick. Well done, Nick.
How did
Bacchus do?
Huh?
I don't know. He's over there looking at the board, comparing. That seems to be what the mode is when you're in your stupor after the race. It's like,
let's please go tell see me how bad I sucked.
Yeah, yeah. Please tell me it was worth it.
Right. Yeah, it's a doozy.
I know. I'm scared, but it's all right. I'm always scared.
Look at Teddy walking and holding his rear end. That's awesome.
That's funny.
Yeah. So Teddy today.
He killed it. Hey, he did great.
So let's see, Jason Jones. Jason Jones was judging him, and he gets done. He's cheering him on. He did a great job. And Teddy comes down, and Jason's talking about, oh, there's, man, you were just 2 reps away from finishing this round, and blah blah blah. And all of a sudden, we hear Teddy go, "Bucket." Bucket. And first off, Teddy doesn't raise his voice very often.
Yeah. And he certainly doesn't cuss, which we thought at first.
Yeah, we were like, what is he saying?
Wow.
But then somebody was like, well, maybe he's, you know, trying to be nice and saying bucket instead of that.
Yeah.
But Teddy's too nice to even do that. when I grabbed the closest thing, because we all looked around going, oh, he needs to throw up. And I went to grab the closest thing, which was the recycling bin with all the plastics. And I took off the lid and I started to hand it to him. And I
said, I'd rather him go on the floor than ruin the recyclables.
No. You gotta be kidding me. No.
I said, I really feel sorry for Bug. Yep.
Don't puke there.
It was really funny. Anyway, he ended up making it outside.
Yeah. And then he ended up not throwing up.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get it on the recyclables. Spit,
yeah.
And his new name is Bucket.
Love it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Was that all on our agenda today?
That was everything on our agenda.
Really?
Are we done already? We're having so much fun.
So much fun. I'm so tired.
Good times. Good times.
I'm so tired.
Have we gotten to that point?
Dennis, what do we got around the corner?
Just tired, man.
Yeah.
February 25th through the 28th. Yeah, we're right in the middle of the CrossFit Open.
So what it is?
We're not right in the middle.
We just started. Mm-hmm. It's 5 weeks of it. So there's really nothing going on.
There's
a few contests, but not... I mean, I think they're a little... like you got the
and Redefine Beautiful.
Redefine Beautiful.
Yes. So which is getting a big reception from the CrossFit Talon ladies. So if you haven't thought about it, know that you have a crowd that's going. So
yeah, we can even meet here and I'll carpool up.
So explain what it is.
Yeah, people need to know what it is because we've had some confusion.
It's not a contest.
Right.
No, it's not a contest. It's...
It is a time for women to get together. There's no men allowed. Sorry, Dennis.
Man.
I know, you're so bummed, right?
Lots of sharing and inspiring stories, and they always have some sort of beneficiary that they talk about what they do. And then...
And this one, do you know what this one is?
I don't.
This one is, it actually goes to... pay for the body tattoos after a mastectomy. So like if they have, you know, a mastectomy, they need to draw the nipple back on. Their fund this year is going to give women a new nipple.
Awesome. So cool. I remember watching a video about that kind of thing, and
yeah, they make it like 3D and everything.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's good.
Did you hear about the lady that had a tummy tuck liposuction and the doctor forgot to put the belly button back?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that. Now she's suing him.
She's suing the doctor. That's funny. Not the other part.
Can't you just put the belly button back in and call it even?
Why can't they just carve it out?
She said that.
Carve it out.
I think it was like they said, well, they're like they can, but they have to wait 6 months, and so now she's like, oh well, you've traumatized me, and I want money now.
So for 6 months, you got to walk around without a belly button. What? Like anybody's gonna be looking?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, anyway, these issues are the kind of things you could talk about every time.
And it is, like, planned. Like, they have specific people. It's not like we're just come in and whoever shares
and
wants
share
to
your
share.
Feelings. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It's not that at all. It's an act. They have it laid out.
They do have a workout, right?
Yes.
They do work out.
Several scalings.
Major scaling, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. Not timed or scored. Mm-hmm. You just complete it. So,
We had Karen's gone once. Have you gone?
I have not.
Karen's gone.
There were several women that tried to go last year, but it was the snowstorm.
This big snowstorm.
And she she enjoyed it the first time she went. We had a couple of people that went to that one.
Well, and that was really what, that's how we came up with Talon
Ladies Club. Yeah,
they came back from that and said, hey, let's do something like this at Talon. Yeah. So if you've been to a TLC meeting.
That's what it's like.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's going on. During the open.
Yes.
And again, a lot of things like that are going on that are fundraisers or they're bringing a charity or something. But really contests, not too many because everybody's really focused with the open. February 27th, the powerlifting cert at Evolve Fitness in Nashville. March 19th, Olympic cert with Michael Cohen at Evolve Nashville. Or Evolve Fitness Nashville. April 22nd, Row for Reason. It's a charity for autism. It's a row, a marathon, half team, etc. We are looking for at least one more team member. And I just saw that if we put three teams in, so we want to add two more. If we want to add two more as a box, we get a lot of drawings.
Is it the 22nd?
It's on the 2nd.
Oh, the 2nd.
April 2nd.
April 2nd. But we won't be able to go. the prizes are incredible. The prizes are incredible.
Yeah,
we have a wedding, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. A coach's wedding. So coach,
yeah.
It's also national.
But guys, you want to go and try to win, you know, and put your name in and get some raffle. There's a barbell, bearing barbell, which are like almost $900, between $600 to $900. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends on what company you go with. They're giving away programming from some of the new programming sites. They're giving away food from Paleo Works. Supplements are being thrown out. I think they're giving away a rower. Mm-hmm. There's so many. There's tons of giveaways.
Do you know the reason? What are they? What's the reason they're rowing?
Autism. And it's a great location. It's on the end. CrossFit on the end. It's right there on West End, across from that shopping center that has Montana Ted's Montana Grill. Mm-hmm. Montana Ted's Grill. I don't know what. I think that's the name of it. Great location. Gets started early. People are running by, exercising. They start. You know, it just brings a lot of notice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great place. April 9th is our fifth annual post-Easter throwdown.
Yes, he did it.
I did
Good
it.
Good job.
Yes.
He did it right too.
Also, April 9th, CrossFit Clarksville Challenge. They're having a contest up in Clarksville. April 30th, CrossFit Strong for Carrie. This is at CrossFit VTG out in Smyrna. May 30th, Murphy Matchup, CrossFit Imagine in Spring Hill. June 11th, MTSU is doing a barbell bash. This is being...
They just moved that, didn't they?
Yeah.
We moved the date. That was earlier.
It's being presented by CrossFit Barbell Battalion. That's in
Murfreesboro.
And I believe our own Dr. Devin is competing, actually.
In that one?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, they asked him. So he bought a jump rope so that he could work on his double under.
Wow. You go.
Because I think Froning is going to be in it, too. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is what I hear from Devin.
By just saying Froning, you just sold a bunch of tickets to ladies.
Didn't I?
They get the opportunity to see Froning. September 17th, CrossFit Talons 2 to Tango. Also September 17th, CrossFit Clarksville.
They keep double backing us, don't they?
Governor Games at Austin Peay State University. And then November 5th, Age to Perfection Masters Comp here at CrossFit Talon.
Brought to you by Naturally...
Natural health.
Yes. I was like, dang it, I said it wrong.
Natural healthy natural concepts.
And the 2 to Tango this year is brought to you by Guardian Financial.
All right. And what's Easter? Nobody on Easter?
No,
yet?
It's still up for grabs.
If you're interested, jump on it.
Sweet. Anything else?
No. I think we're good.
Sweet. 16-1 in the books for...
So far.
Some people.
None of the three of us.
None of the three. No. Can we support the barbell together with our good knees?
Maybe. That'll help. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. It's really funny though that I tried to lunge for the first time last week and couldn't do it with a barbell, so I went body weight and suffered through it. And now I'm like, I'm gonna try 65 pounds really.
Yeah.
And I will because I'm an idiot.
You don't have to do RX.
Well, if I can't
scale,
it hurts regard. It's not the weight.
Well,
it's the movement. We'll see. I'm hoping to have a good knee day on Monday.
So you're gonna do it Monday?
I maybe. I don't know. Unless tomorrow I wake up and my knee feels pretty good. Today it feels bad, so.
I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to play with it today here a little bit, but I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm tired.
We'll see. I'm going to wake up feeling awesome tomorrow, and I'm going to go ahead and do it, get some endorphins going.
How are we
going
to feel awesome? We're going to get out of here till late.
I don't know. You're right. I'm not going to. And then we got to be in
here. You already determine how you're going to feel? You don't know.
Oh, trust me. You don't have a bug running around at 9 o'clock going, da 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 da.
And I have a feeling the 5:30 class tonight is going to finish up sometime around 8:30.
Yeah. So,
and then we got a coaches meeting tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
Yep. Well, anyway, nobody
good.
Needs to know about
right.
all that, I suppose.
We got 9 signed up for this afternoon.
Okay, we're still in two heats.
Yes.
Man. Two heats?
No. Two heats. Anything under 12 is two heats.
All right. Two heats. That's 40 minutes.
But I can tell you, Friday nights, usually people sign in the last minute, so.
Well, we can only get, what, 3 more? Would you cut off at 12?
16.
At 16? Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Somebody just signed in. What did I tell you?
Oh, my Lord.
Bing. They must be listening.
Bing. Yeah. I figured out how to broadcast live.
Nice.
I wish.
Yeah, somebody just signed in. Come on, people. I'll look again. It's going to say 11. I'm just not going to look.
We want them to come. This is good. We want them to come.
Yes.
This is why we're here.
Exactly.
Oh, come on, people.
All just right. come early and get warmed up, please.
Yes. Well, good luck to everyone in 16.1. And
we'll talk to you next week.
Talk next week. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.